All right, why don't we get started? Sam may show. We'll call the Library Joint Powers Authority Board Finance Subcommittee of Monday, April 26, 2010, to order. Kara, can you note the roll?
I'll note the roll.
Teresa, can you note the roll?
Yes.
I apologize for being late.
And we have our agenda.
What, yours, you forgot?
No, I didn't forget. No, I had a bunch of students. I was talking about the capital improvement program in the city. That took me longer than I thought to make clear what the heck that is.
We have an agenda. Can we approve it by consensus here?
Yes.
Okay. We have actually two sets of minutes.
Right.
February 22nd and March 29th.
Yes, we forgot that we had... At March, there wasn't a quorum, and so we forgot that we needed...
Well, I was at the last one. We did have there were two of us there. So I don't move approval of February 22nd minutes.
And since anyone will hear, I will second that. All in favor?
Aye. And then the minutes for the...
Do you have to approve one for one where there wasn't a quorum?
Was
there weren't really any
minutes. No, there's no minutes. There's nothing.
It's sort of, I guess it's just sort of a, it's a
note that there was
so
no quorum.
If we ever go back and say what happened in March.
I'll move that we file this report. It's not approved in the minutes.
Right. I second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Oral communications. Anyone out there?
Not yet.
Staff reports.
Financial reports. There's, I know you didn't have a chance to see these ahead of time, but there's nothing. Page four. Nothing out of the ordinary. Revenues, expenditures, everything is explainable either as one-time, year-to-date encumbrances. We are still waiting for our E-rate reimbursement. You'll hear more about that actually in a closed session Monday night. Our overall, we're at 75% of the year. Our overall expenditures are at 69%, so we are basically holding our own. There's our temp budget is low, so that's helping keep things down. Staff is frugal, I guess is the best way to describe it. Being careful. And revenues are 75% of the year, and the grant, we're at about 66%, so that's always that lag. So there's an item on page 8. That shows that 109.5%, that's the sales tax on a piece of equipment, the disc cleaner that we bought, in the middle of the page. So we're transferring money from that from supplies to cover it. Personnel is at about 72%, and we're 75% of the year, so it's also holding, and we don't expect anything unusual between now and the end of the year in terms of personnel. Cash and balances looking a little better.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, looking better. I don't want people to look at these and think everything's great. We're not out of the woods. We're just
as we expected. It's as bad as we expected.
Well, I mean, we're moving in the right direction.
We're moving in the right direction, but it's still.
I mean, that's all we expect.
We're still in a negative cash flow position.
8 months. Go well, that's the best for the folks to actually have a look good.
And then the last one was one that Sam had asked me to do that I had forgotten to do the last couple of months. I remembered to do it. It's kind of a projection from now to the end of the year. And we had originally thought that we might, I guess the original budget last July was to hopefully have about $400,000 in to the good by the end of the year. That now is less based on the fact that sales tax was higher than, was lower.
Lower.
Higher percentage loss than expected. But it's an interesting number. If you look at that, that's pretty much what we saved in the materials budget. So that savings is on the back of the materials budget.
But, so at this point, we are projecting to go out of the year with 300,000 surplus.
Right. I think it is interesting to note, however, that if we had proceeded with the original budget and hadn't, the only reason we saved money on the materials budget was because of the state.
Right.
So I don't know if we want to thank the state or not.
Thanks for being
so mean-spirited. Yeah. Kind of an odd way of looking at it, but yes. That's the only reason we would have been in a much more difficult position. Mm-hmm. So. And not because of expenditures, because expenditures are down. So that's all of A there, and B. 10-11 budget update, I don't have anything physical to give you. I did work on it this weekend while I was gone, and Kira and I just met. There's some tweaking we need to do before we will have something for Monday. I am waiting. I've had some conversations with Pat Bush. I haven't got anything in writing yet, so you'll see it in very tentative form on Monday, that our projected income may be a little bit higher than the originally projected. The real numbers he expects to be out, not real numbers, but the projections should be out next week, after our meeting, of course.
Say which year it would be planned? 10-11.
He said 9-10 was going to probably end about property tax about $6,000 down total, which isn't not much, but that next year sales and property tax. And he was supposed to send me something in writing, give me the breakdown. I don't have it, but it could be as much as $188,000 from what was projected.
Yeah.
It's not really property tax increase. It's just the projections.
My sense is sales taxes might be a little higher. Property tax, I don't know, because the assessors who I talked with were talking about countywide a 1% drop. And Santa Cruz, City of Santa Cruz, flat, maybe a very tiny increase. Of course, we're more.
Yeah, that's the conversation I had with him last week,
okay.
But I haven't gotten anything.
Of course, he's talking to Cesar too.
So until we have something official, but so I'm putting that in kind of as a tentative for the board to be able to react to, so don't be surprised when you see that, but it's pretty frustrating. It's not having to
approve
a budget,
yeah.
You don't have numbers to approve it with. Anyway.
Well, you just have to go with the latest,
yeah,
and understand that they're not necessarily firm numbers.
So you'll see some pretty. We're going to lay it all out so you can kind of see it and cherry pick it.
That was going to be my question. Are you going to give like sort of some,
yeah,
couple of alternatives,
yes,
specific,
right,
kinds of spending?
If we really do have that kind of savings,
right,
what do you want to do with it?
Choose A, B, or C.
Or A and D, and
yeah,
B and C.
Can I ask a question about, I don't understand page 11 at all. The library financial analysis.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like those two columns are actual and projected.
Mm-hmm.
And the actual is much less than the projected.
The actual is to date, is as of March 31st.
And those are revenues.
Revenues and expenditures.
Well, the first, what, five items, sales tax, maintenance effort, fines and fees, those are all what we expected to take in.
And the number on the right is what we expect to have in by July 1st.
It's August through March. Those are taken right off the sheets.
So the projection is not through March 31st.
No,
the projection
is through
July,
June
30th.
Yes.
Okay, so this is the percent of revenue that we've already taken in, the actual,
mm-hmm,
versus what's projected for the entire fiscal year.
Mm-hmm.
So then what is the difference, the $310,000, what is that supposed to show?
The difference between what we projected in revenue
and projected
minus what we projected expenditures.
Yeah.
Because how, if you ask right now, what's your best guess for how we're going to end up the year, this chart shows you, based on the current amounts in the first column, because right now, we look like we're
As of today, yeah.
But basically, what will happen if our best guess about our revenues and our expenditures comes true on June 30th? What will it look like? We're guessing that we're going to do that $310,000 to the good.
Why are we guessing that?
Because if you look at the amount of revenue we're projecting, if we take the total amount of sales tax coming in, the amount of the maintenance of effort that's going to be five, we know that's an accurate number, 5.74. How much we think will come from fines, I hope we're reducing that from what we were.
Yes, originally it was 320. But the fines are, you take the 175, 280, which represents 75% of the year, and
that's
so if that were projected out to 100% of the year, at the same, so that's on fines and fees and charges for service, we are assuming a similar rate for the next 3 months that we had for the first 9 months.
Okay, so these projections were made now based
right.
on what's, these
yes.
are not projections made.
Right. No.
This isn't what we projected our
no.
revenue would be earlier.
No.
This is what we're now projecting
yes.
the revenue is going to be.
Yeah,
yes.
We didn't lose, and this is not what we thought was going to happen in June versus what now we think is going to happen in June. This is what we know is happening right now.
It's
okay.
Not well labeled.
Look like by the end of the year. As a board member asked, can we get an estimate now of how bad is it going to be at the end of the year? The answer is
if we continue on the trajectory we're on.
So based on the fact that at the three-quarter mark we've taken in roughly $7.5 million in revenues,
mm-hmm.
we're projecting that we will finish the year with $11.2 million
mm-hmm.
in revenue.
That's right.
Right.
And given that we project our expenditures will at that point be 10.9,
right.
we're saying that our revenues will be approximately $300,000.
Okay,
right.
Sorry.
I didn't know what that projection was, where it had come from or what it was based on.
Okay. We did this back in January, I think was the last
yeah.
time I did it. And did I do it in February? I may have done it in February.
So maybe when we do it in the future, you can just add the sort of as of, you know, or the date. I don't know how to actually say it, but it will make sense. But these actuals.
Yeah, I didn't know whether we were saying that we thought we were actually going to have 5.6 as of March, and we only had 3.6.
No. Projection is 6.30.
Understand how we were coming out 300,000 ahead of the game.
The column. Actual as of 3/31, projection 2/6.
The title of the paper is everybody. Use the word extrapolation. Because that's really what we're doing here. We're taking the current trends
okay.
and assuming they're going to continue for the next 3 months.
I can change that. That's easy.
That might be clearer than projections, which could happen whenever.
Actual as of 3/31/10, extrapolation 2/6/30/10.
And we're getting to that
estimated.
Projection by just saying that 3.649291, for instance, is 75% of
no.
what? No.
For sales tax and maintenance of effort, it is based on Pat Bush's projections earlier.
Okay.
Those two are
right.
based on projections. Fines and fees, charges for service
are
75% projected to 100%.
Okay.
The maintenance of effort is the absolute amounts committed by the two agencies that are doing it.
Right.
That's an exact number.
And it would be unfair
plus there is that property tax. It's the variable.
There is a variable, yeah.
Variable for the county.
Right.
So it includes the fixed amount
and
the variable.
To be honest, I first did that by projecting those as well. It looks so much better. Jack told me I couldn't do it.
No.
He's no fun.
The property taxes are pretty set with the property tax rules this year.
And the other. Some of those revenues are one-time revenues, so you can't say they're going to come again. So
right.
I have to look at each revenue and go, okay, that one's not going to come again. That one is, you know, is still.
So maintenance of effort seems pretty firm. Sales tax might or might not continue coming in at the same rate,
right.
but the maintenance of effort is probably pretty close to accurate.
Yeah. Although that's the one, interestingly, that Pat said could be down by about $6,000. Where sales tax is saying is
$6,000.
$6,000 total.
Okay,
but
right.
which is probably supplemental taxes, you know, to do a turnover of
yeah.
property,
and that's
yeah, which isn't due until the end of May
good.
Because I know
yeah.
it was mine's due at the end of May. I'm one of those supplementals. Okay,
$6,000 of real dollars would matter to us, but an estimate of $6,000 is
probably
not.
And the expenditures projection is just based on our budget.
Based on our budget, it
okay.
takes into account those things. The actuals that we've spent, plus encumbrances, plus the balance expected, although I looked at some of them and go, okay, I know we're not going to do that, so.
Balance expected?
There's, if you look at page, something like page 7, you've got encumbrances, and then you've got the balance that's still...
Oh, okay. The balance from that column.
Yeah. We kind of looked at that and went, okay, are we going to spend all that? And actually, we probably won't spend the entire temp budget, but it's hard to know what we will and won't spend, so I just assumed we would spend it. So there may be more savings from that. Okay.
But basically, it appears that all of that 310 is really accounted for by the 318 that you didn't spend on.
Yes.
That's
right. Yeah. The rest of the cushion did go in the reduced sales tax. Sales tax coming in lower than even what had been projected as well.
Yeah.
And we're taking in a lot less in fines and fees. That's all I got.
I'm not going to get all my votes back. I can't afford to pay fines.
I have an $8 fine currently existing that I need to pay.
Okay, we'll take fines right here.
I have something to add. Just it doesn't really affect any of these numbers or next year's budget, but we did, city staff had a meeting the other day with the actuary about where we're going with retirement rates for CalPERS, and in particular what secondary retirement might mean should we end up in that direction. And they're going to do a executive summary for us, so when we get that, we'll certainly share it with the library board. And the big picture is really that the underlying rate for miscellaneous employees, which library employees are, is headed to 18%. PERS has all these smoothing things that really are stretching out when those rates increases go up, and it's really a function of what happens with their investment returns. But if you assume certain things for investment returns for CalPERS, they're expecting the dental line rate will go up to 18%, stay there for a while.
The annual rate?
The rate of the employer rate, which right now is about 13%. I think
that's
it's
a big jump.
14 next year. But it won't jump right up there right away. It'll take its time getting up there. But because it takes time getting up there, that causes more stress long term with the rates.
So what is taking time? 3 years?
Well, it all depends on investment returns. So they actually showed us all these, multiple
depending
possibilities.
Upon.
But 50th percentile probability says it would be like 4 or 5 years, something like that.
They like to stretch it out because when they don't, all of a sudden everybody starts to look for other retirement systems. It's like, in a given year, like boards get up and they start looking around, putting out RFPs for who else can provide a retirement system for us. Would it be better? We did that last time. They made a big jump in rates. And then now they learned their lesson and they have it kind of creep up on you. It's like, versus you should always have it with you.
It's like the frog that you put in cold water and that you cook.
It's particularly the case here because you have to bargain with you. You have to, if you're going to get out of PERS, you have to talk to your employee units because usually in their contract somewhere they have that you're going to provide them with a PERS retirement. So you can't even, the agency can't just choose to do it. You have to like negotiate with your employees. So if they can sort of slow it over a couple of years, you have time to kind of talk about it. So they have to put you in one way or another person as tempting as that might be.
So we'll share that with you when we have it, which is probably a couple of weeks away.
Yeah.
So we'll be ready for the June board meeting.
So we'll have to make some assumptions on what it's going to go up to.
For next year, we're using 13.
Next year, we know, because they told us what the range is.
And that's built into the numbers you gave us.
Another thing I think this board talked about briefly was the effect of furloughs on, and so we'll share that with you too. But basically, there is an effect, but for a couple of years, it's a very small effect. But if we kept them furloughs, it would add up after a while.
Okay.
It's a small effect.
So this 13 to 18% doesn't have anything to do with furloughs?
No.
It's all except
because everybody's furloughing like people around the state. Maybe that's some impact. Right? Might add up.
Yeah.
But what we heard was it's no material effect.
Okay.
Well, neither cause for throwing hats in the air or slinking out of here like things went badly this month.
It does keep us tracking it though.
Well, I'm
good.
Glad we're doing
it's
that.
Good. I mean,
this will stop us from the problem we had before where we just wake up one day and go like, what the heck happened?
I will make note that next month's meeting is the fifth Monday of the month. Fourth Monday is Memorial Day.
going to be May...
31st.
Okay.
Is the fifth Monday? And that's not Memorial Day?
The 24th is Memorial Day.
No, I don't
have that. No, 31st is Memorial Day, isn't it? Observed in the U.S. Monday, 31st.
I don't have my calendar, but...
No, 24 says nothing. On the 31st, it says Memorial Day observed, U.S. So it's not usually wrong.
So, the Monday...
So we want it on the 24th instead?
I have it on my calendar.
I don't care. I feel like I get to go.
I'm not going to be here for either one of those days, so I don't think you're going to have it on the morning thing.
I'll be here for those couple, so I can care.
I'm not here.
That's why I let the third person do this.
Yeah.
Sam's story.
Yeah.
All right, I will email Sam.
Because they both worked for me, he was home.
Something about the
20th. I'm not leaving town or anything, so I can do it on the morning, whichever day it is.
Okay. I'll check with Sam.
But I can swear
we won't have year end. We won't have month end data by the 24th. It's part of the problem.
Yeah, that makes it kind of a useless exercise.
We probably will, but it'll be out for your agenda time. We might be able to hand
it out.
Well, if it's handed out, that's fine. For a small group like this,
okay.
Well, you could also use the meeting to go over the budget if there was any. Which I expect there might be changes. Well, our board meeting this month.